blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 354, stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 6. Like Zion's steadfast mount are they, who in the Lord confide. Secure, immovable they stand, forever to abide. 1, 2, 3, and 6 of 354.
Scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the book of Judges, beginning with chapter 6, starting at verse 33 to Judges 7, up to verse 8. But first, we make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Judges 6, beginning at verse 33. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him, and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali. And they came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. And it was so, for he rose up early on the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wringing the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece, let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side by them, by the hill of Moreh, in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, This shall go with thee, and the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, This shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, Every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, By the 300 men that lappeth will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets. And he sent all the rest of Israel, every man, unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of this earth, Thou who watchest over us and all this world, Thou who seest what we do, who hearest what we speak, and who knowest what are the deepest thoughts and the intents of our hearts, we have each one to appear before Thy great judgment seat, to give an account of all that we have done in the body, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And Thou knowest what we feel of this, for we are so dead by nature. In our first parents who have chosen to leave Thee and to serve Satan and the world and sin. And we are their children. We have hearts that are bent upon the service of this world, and that have no thought of Thee, and how that we were created, no desire for Thee. Wilt Thou grant us this day in Thy holy house of prayer a new heart? For we cannot miss the power of Thy most Holy Spirit, and we can try to reform our life, but if our heart remains the way that it was born, and then we shall return again as a dog to his vomit. O Lord, we beseech Thee that Thou wouldst look upon us and upon our dear children. And Thy servant did say, How blessed are they that dwell in Thy house. They will be still praising Thee. Oh, how amiable to him ever Thy holy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. And wilt Thou make them so unto us, each one of us and our children and our grandchildren. And for this we need a power from above. And we need more than we can give unto ourselves. Oh, plant that holy jealousy within, and that we may desire to truly be one of Thy people, and that Thou wouldest be our God. Thou didst say of Thy people, I removed his shoulder from the burden. I delivered his hands from the pots. Oh, that we may be given to feel a burden under the service of sin, and that it may become to us our great grief, that we may desire to live uprightly, holily, righteously, before a righteous and a just God. Oh, that the love of our hearts may go out to Thee when thou would pour out thy love in our hearts. Draw us, Lord, then we will run after thee. And then it must be also by renewal. For thou knowest where thy own people are, and how it stands with them this day. O, care for thy own work, and thou wilt never forsake it. But thou knowest all the turmoil that can live in the hearts of thy own, for it is a life here below, and then they have also a flesh that they have to deal with each and every day. And then there can be so much pampering unto the flesh, and so much forgetting of thee, days without number. And then they know in their heart, but they cannot bring themselves into the place where they need to be brought a second time. Oh, so they must learn that it is such a one-sided work that comes all from above, and that great wonder of salvation that is only increasing in their estimation, if it would ever be that I would enter in that great day of days. O Lord, open unto them more and more of their own wretchedness. Open unto them more and more of the greatness and of the riches of thy dear and only begotten Son, in whom thou art so well pleased. O, that they may be given to see the freeness of thy grace, that they may be given to see the inexhaustibleness of that grace that is as wide as the ocean, to swallow up a debt of guilt that is as high as the heavens. And wilt thou care for them in all their questions and in all the riddles that live within their hearts? And when they have forsaken thee, wilt thou bring them back again in thy faithfulness? For the reward of thy dear Son that shall never be taken away from him who was so faithful in all that he has accomplished. And thou hast promised him a seed that should serve him. O, wilt thou increase that seed also in the midst of us, amongst our own people, amongst our rising generation. O, go, Lord, from heart to heart in the midst of us as a people, and bring us down. Bring us down, bring us low in our own estimation, and magnify thy own work, the work of thy Son, the work of thy Holy Spirit, and the work of thee as Father, so that that triune God may be magnified in the heart of sinners. It cannot be understood and comprehended with the mind, but it can be experienced in the heart of thy people. Oh, that we may be given to know something of it, that thou wouldst lead thy people further from step to step in that way of grace. Oh, that they may be given to desire and the further knowledge of thee and who that thou art for thy dear church, that they may be given to know thee as a mediator, as a redeemer, and that they may be given to know thee as that surety for their souls, as that risen Savior. Oh, that they may be given to know thee as a Father, that they may be given to know themselves as children adopted of thee. Oh, that they might magnify thee upon the earth, and that there may come that singing, and that singing of that song of Moses and the Lamb, already here by moments upon this world, and that they may have a little prelude, by moments in the exercises of true saving faith, of what is to take place above. Oh, that thou may deliver from the fears of death, that thou would make it for each and every one of thy own a blessed passage into eternal life. Remember our youth and our children. Oh, give them to see the preciousness of these matters, our young parents, and that they may desire to seek these treasures above all the treasures of this world with their seed, and that thou mayst so bless the instruction that thou givest unto their children, and that thou would so bless us as a congregation so undeservedly. Lord, remember us as a people, as nations also in this world, especially the United States of America, in the week that is to come, when the elections are to take place. O Lord, we beseech thee, and that thou wouldst give truth and right to prevail. Wilt thou bring back to thy word and to thy testimony, not merely for the sake of an economy, but may it be for the sake of the name of the triune God, that men may be taught to fear thee and be brought back to thy law and to thy testimonies, that thou may give, that the borders may once again go open, and that we may also be able freely to go back and forth, and also to meet as a synod in the months to come. Wilt thou care for our denomination in thy mercy, to increase the number of thy truly sent servants, and remember them upon the mission fields. Care for all those that bring thy word, the student and the teachers, the instructors in the time of their instructing. Wilt thou help us this day, Lord? Be thou in our midst in this afternoon. Oh, there are so many things to ask of thee, but thou knowest all of them better than we can lay them before thee. Oh, we need thee, Lord, and we need thee in everything. We need thee for the things of this life, and we need thee for the need of our souls. Oh, come then and do for us more than we dare ask or think, and wilt thou magnify thyself for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offerings are being received, we'll sing from Psalter 399 all the stanzas. My God, I will extol thee and ever bless thy name. Each day will I give thanks to thee and all thy praise proclaim. All the stanzas of Psalter 399. Thank you. Beloved congregation, Asaph wrote in Psalm 77, "Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known." You could not trace those footsteps. We do not know where the Lord is going to lead. The life of God's people that is so full of mysteries, things that they are not able to understand. The Church of Christ is saved, we read, by grace, through faith. And what does faith do? Faith trusts. That is its activity. That is what it does. And that is what the Lord is exercising His people in. Trust. What is now more difficult? To trust when we understand, or to trust when we do not understand? You will say it is more difficult to trust when we do not understand. Those are now the exercises and that belong to that true church. Jacob said, "All these things are against me." Was that so? It will prove to be very different. It will prove to be very much otherwise. And the true church will one day acknowledge that though they did not understand, that the Lord has done all things well. Our text for this afternoon is really the portion that has been read to you, but we will read to you Judges chapter 7. The first verse, Judges 7, verse 1. "Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well Herod, so that the host of the Midianites was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh, in the valley." So far, the words of our text. Gideon prepared to deliver Israel by faith. First, faith encouraged. Second, faith rewarded. And third, faith tried. Gideon prepared to deliver Israel by faith. First, faith encouraged. Second, faith rewarded. And third, faith tried. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. That is the first thing that we read after we read that Gideon has thrown down the altar of Baal and he has built an altar unto the Lord. Thus it does not get easier for Gideon. After Gideon was obedient to the word of the Lord, because we read here that the men of the city want to kill him. They are offended with what he has done. And now immediately that army, the enemy, is also at the doorstep, as it were. Thus, it is only increasing in difficulty for Gideon, after that he was obedient, when he has thrown down that altar, that very difficult work, that he has done. Thus it reminds us reminds us again of Moses and Aaron. How that they also, in obedience to the word of the Lord, that things they have seemingly gone against them, and that it was not only the Egyptian people, but it was their own people, that it has become so difficult now also for Gideon. How often is that not in the life of God's church? That things become not according to their expectation, easier for them. How did you think it was going to go? When the Lord would convert you, and then the Lord maybe has done so. You say, has the Lord done so? Because it has not gone the way that I thought that it was going to go. And what did Moses and Aaron do? We can read that Moses and Aaron, they went back unto the Lord. And what do God's people do? Oh, so often they have to go back to the Lord. Go back to the beginning. Go back where that it has started from. Then they say, Lord, is it true with me? O Lord, hast thou really begun in me? And if it is so, why then is all this evil fallen upon me? That is now what Gideon does. We read here, Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. It is written after that we read here, Gideon blew the trumpet to gather that army. But actually it says there in the tense, it says that Gideon had said it unto the Lord. So it seems like this has taken place before that Gideon has blown that trumpet. And then it is so understandable that Gideon here cannot see how it is possible that he will gather an army out of his own people when the men of his own city desired to kill him. That is, of course, for him a very great obstacle. And when he is completely unknown by the men of Israel, and when that army is now just at his footstep, it is a moment of great consequence for Gideon. This moment. And it is a moment wherein faith is also of so great consequence for Gideon. Faith. Now. Are there ever moments of great consequence in your life wherein faith was of such great consequence? How will it be in our death? When we are lying upon our deathbed, oh, so often we do not feel it because we go on from day to day in our journey. And then we think, maybe, young people, well, faith, well, what is that? And what will that do for me? I need this from the world, and I need that from the world, and I need to make a living in this world, and I want to have that pleasure in the world. Faith? What do I need that for? How will that be when you come to lay on your deathbed? And when everything else that you have sought in your life is falling away, and when there is no faith, all Gideon feels that now. In this moment, what does he need now? What does he need in this very moment? Faith is not a little matter. Gideon, in this circumstance, we read he goes back unto the Lord. He goes back unto the word of the Lord. What does Gideon say? Several times we read, as thou hast said. Did you ever do that? Did you ever bring back unto the Lord the word that he has said? That is what we read of David. He went on his knees and he said, O Lord, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. You ever do that? You say, Lord, it is thy own word. Gideon goes back to the Lord. He says, O Lord, as thou hast said, but I cannot see anything of it. No, from the very moment that I have obeyed thy voice and I have gone forward in the way that thou hast commanded me, from that very moment to this, then the difficulties have only increased in my life. O Lord, and yet he says, thou hast said. How long did Abraham live that way? 25 years. 25 years. Oh, how often did he not say in those first years, O Lord, thou hast said. Then he took it into his own hands. And then the prayers, they ceased. Then he did not say it anymore, thou hast said. No, oh, let Ishmael live before thee. But 25 years it took. Oh, how long is it taking in your life? Is it then not true? Because it seems to take so long in your life. Have you been waiting longer than the people of the Lord have waited? It was 20 years between Bethel and Peniel. For Jacob. Oh, how often has he not gone back unto the Lord and said, O Lord, thou hast said. And Gideon does that too. And what does Gideon ask for? He asks for a confirmation. Did you ever do that? Did you ever ask the Lord for a confirmation of what he has said? Because you cannot put it together. Because you do not trust yourself. Because you cannot see to the end of the things that the Lord has spoken about. Oh, do you ever say unto the Lord, O Lord, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. Sign. Oh, we do not say that we should ask for a sign, as Gideon has asked. We must be careful to prescribe unto the Lord, especially in a day wherein his word is now complete. But what was in that sign? There was two things. First of all, there was a blessing in that sign. A blessing. You remember, boys and girls, when Isaac blessed Jacob? And then Isaac said, God give thee of the dew of heaven. The dew of heaven. All that is speaking about a blessing. All Jacob could not do without that blessing. Not just the earthly blessings, no. He could not do without the spiritual blessings of the Lord. Can you not do without them? Oh, Gideon cannot do without them either. And Gideon, he goes back again unto the Lord. And in that sign, then he is asking of the Lord his blessing, his richest blessing, the blessings not only that he gives unto this earth, but the blessings that he has laid away for his elect, the blessings that he gives unto his people. There is a second thing in that sign. What is it? That is power. It is a great power. Oh, you see that power, children, when it begins to snow like it did yesterday. Oh, you see, you feel that power when there is a storm. When there is a great wind, you say, that now is power. You ever look upon the face of the ground when there is dew lying upon the field, and that you ever see and feel something? Oh, then it is not a violent power, or it is a quiet power. Is a power that is very, very still. And yet it is, and it remains, a very, very great power. They are powers that are hidden so often from the unobservant. They are powers that are perceived by those who are given perception from the Lord, and that may look about this world not only, but they may look also upon the spiritual things, and they may be asking for that power that is coming from above. This sign that is not just an arbitrary sign. No, Gideon, he is seeking in that sign more than just a direction. He is looking in that direction for the blessing and for the power of the Lord, because that man feels something of his weakness. He has no strength in himself to come against everything that is coming against him. Was the Lord angry with this request? Oh, the Lord was not angry with Gideon. The Lord is not angry with his people. Gideon loves the Lord. Do you love the Lord, children, young people? Do you love the Lord? You say, I'm too young. You are never too young to love the Lord. You are never too young to leave the service of this world. Gideon loves the Lord. Gideon loves the people of the Lord. And what does David say? He says, the Lord knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. What do we read? And it was so. For he rose up early on the morrow and thrust the fleece together and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Not just a little bit. Oh, that was a great measure. Thus the Lord shows his willingness. His willingness to encourage Gideon by commanding the very dew to fall from the heavens. What a privilege that true church has. You ever feel that? In the communications with the Lord? And for the spiritual blessings, for the natural blessings, everything, that spiritual communication with heaven itself. Oh, we were created in that. We were created in that, not only to commune with one another, but also to commune with God Himself. Oh, does that ever live with a desire in your heart? Oh, that I might know Him, that I might commune with Him, that I may be able to speak unto Him. Do you ever desire to lay your needs before Him? Do you ever desire to glorify and to magnify Him in the praises in your heart with your mouth? Do you ever desire that the Lord would speak unto your soul? And Gideon said unto God, Let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece, let it now be dry only upon the fleece and upon all the ground. Let there be dew. We would say, Gideon, do you now do that right? Do you now do that right? To ask of the Lord again? Gideon feels that too. That is living in his heart. Do I do right? Do I do right? What does he say? Let not thine anger be hot against me. Oh, Gideon feels something. He feels something. That the Lord has done this. He knows that. And yet what? And yet the devil, he is always there. He's always busy. And then the poor people of the Lord, they are so often giving him a chair. So often listening to what he has to say. What does the devil now say to Gideon? Yes, Gideon. But now that fleece, you know that. Oh, that fleece that is attracting that dew much more easily than the ground is attracting that dew. You know that. Oh, that is not such a special thing. Maybe that was something that was just natural. It just happened to be so in that very morning. Or what does the devil do? He diminishes. Always diminishes the wonders of the Lord in the life of his people. That people, that they would not take regard, that they would despise the day of small things. Or if then that do, if it was then just the other way around, if it was as it were against the natural forces, then I could believe it. Then I would not ask it of the Lord a second time. And what does the Lord do? Does he do it? And God did so that night. For it was dry upon the fleece, and there was dew upon all the ground. What do you think now of the compassion of the Lord for the infirmities of his people? What do you think about that? The compassion of the Lord in their struggle. The compassion of the Lord with their doubts, with their fears, with the weakness of their flesh. We say faith encouraged, oh, so gently. So compassionately. Why? Because he is the Father. The Father of his own children. That's what we read in the Word of God, fathers. And how does that live in your heart for your children? Is there then, for all their weaknesses, for all their frailties, is there then not a compassion that is living in your heart for them? That is now the Lord. That is now the Lord for his people. We sing that so often. And boundless, we sing, is his love.
that is felt, that is experienced by his people. Gideon doesn't doubt anymore. No, we read the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him. Oh, he gets up. He blows a trumpet, a battle sound. And then what do we see? Oh, we see the wonders of the Lord. The wonders of the Lord, they are only increasing. We see them so much in this history of Gideon. Do you believe that the Lord exists, young people? Read that history. Read the history of Esther. And then tell me that there is no providence of God. Read now this history of Gideon and tell me that there is no God in heaven and that God has nothing to do with all the things that are taking place upon the earth. Oh, see the wonders. That faith of Gideon, it was not only encouraged, it was also rewarded. Was rewarded what he has done. That very difficult task when he has gone against all and he has thrown down that altar of the Lord. And when he has built an altar, he has thrown down that altar of Baal and he has built an altar unto the Lord. And now the Lord rewards him. That faith, his own work, that is not Gideon's work, that is the Lord's work. And the Lord, he gives, we read in the Word of God, unto him that hath. We remember that, young people? He gives unto them that have. Oh, that you would desire in your youth to have. To have. Not all what is in this world, but what the Lord has to give from above. And then it is only increasing and increasing what the Lord is giving unto his people. Oh, that faith of Gideon. And when he has broken down that altar unto the Lord, and he has unto Baal, and he has incurred the wrath of his own countrymen, and now he blows that trumpet. He blows that trumpet. And now what do we read? Listen. It says, and Abiezer was gathered after him. That is the first thing we read. Is that not a wonder? Is that not a wonder? And Abiezer was gathered after him. His own countrymen. What were they? They were idolaters. They were persecutors. They've sought his neck. And now the Lord from heaven, he makes a change. A great change. A change in one moment. A one moment. Instead of seeking that life of that man, they are now gathered after him. Oh, what does Solomon say? The king's hand, the king's heart that is in the hand of the Lord. And he turns that heart whithersoever he will. Oh, is that not all filled now with the wonders of the Lord? The miracles of the Lord. It was not just Gideon going forth here. It was the Lord who has called Gideon. It is the Lord who is encouraging Gideon. It is the Lord who is providing for Gideon because it is the Lord who is going to deliver his people through Gideon as that he has promised. Gideon experiences that. Oh, that hand of the Lord that is now with him when he goes in that way of obedience. The Lord is not forsaking the work of his own hands. And then it is not only Abiezer. No, we read here he sends messengers throughout all Manasseh who also are gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher and unto Zebulun and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet him. They do not know who he is. They do not know who he is. There is no king in Israel or a judge, no. But it is the Lord. Then it does not need to be Gideon. It is the Lord who is putting it in the hearts of all these men of Israel. That spirit of the Lord, and that has entered into Gideon, that is also entering into the hearts of these persons, that the Lord's own work, that the Lord's own purpose may be fulfilled. Oh, the deliverance of God's people, that is not man's work. It is the Lord's work, and all things they shall work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according unto his purpose. All the wonders of the Lord experienced here as they are experienced by all his church. But let us sing 299, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Stretch forth thy mighty hand in answer to our prayer, and let thy own beloved ones thy great salvation share. 4, 5, 6, and 7 of Psalter 299.
Gideon prepared to deliver Israel by faith. First, faith encouraged. Second, faith rewarded. Third, faith tried. Gideon is now prepared for this battle. The Lord prepares him within. The Lord prepares him without. The Lord encourages him in his heart. The Lord gives unto him an army of 32,000 men. Say, that is so small. Over against that great army of the enemy, we read there are as grasshoppers in the valley, and their camels are without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude. But Gideon perceives the hand of the Lord is with him. The evidences of this are found and are seen by him on every side, and he goes forward with a great courage. He rises early in the morning and all the people with him, and he pitches beside the well of Herod. Those Midianites then are on the south side of him in the valley. How is that now going to go? The Lord speaks again. He speaks again to Gideon. We read that also about Joshua. Remember that, children? The Lord then came to Joshua, and the Lord said to Joshua just what he had to do when he came against that city of Jericho, when they had to take all those men and they are going to go round about the city and so on. And now the Lord also comes to Gideon. And what does he say? He says something that he did not expect. He said something that was very different than he said to Joshua. The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. What is the Lord concerned about? He's concerned about his own glory. Were you ever concerned about the glory of the Lord? That is how we were created. Then in our heart, in the heart of each one, then was to be a concern. We were created to live for the glory of the name of God. How is that now? How is that after our fall? That when we are honest, that doesn't live in our heart anymore. No, then my own glory, that great I, that is always in the foreground for us. The glory of the Lord that is in the background, if we think about that glory of the Lord at all. Oh, how different it has become. So that now the Lord has always to be concerned when it concerns the children of men about his own glory. He has created all things for himself. For his own pleasure, for his own honor. He was robbed of it in the fall. He was robbed of it and is robbed of it since the fall. You say, by the world? No. By the church also. By his own people. This is what the Lord has to be concerned about continually. Lest Israel vaunt themselves. The Lord is going to get his glory in the deliverance of his people. Not his people. He will not allow his people to vaunt themselves. Oh, he is going to teach his people to sing. We sing that sometimes too. Not unto us,
O Lord, God of hosts, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. How will the Lord work that? Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from the Mount Gilead. And they returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Thus there were 32,000, and there's only 10,000 left. Two-thirds of his army are sent home. It was not for no reason that the Lord has strengthened that faith of Gideon. There was a purpose in that. Gideon had not expected this. But what do you read comes out of Gideon's mouth? Nothing. There is not a single word that you read came out of the mouth of Gideon when the Lord sent home two-thirds of his army. The Lord tries Gideon. And before he tried him, he strengthened him. Thus, what does the Lord try? He is trying his own work. And when the Lord tries his own work, how will that come through that fire? It will come through like gold. It will come through like silver. There is only dross that can be taken away. But the Lord's work that is going to shine when the Lord brings that work through the furnace. And sometimes the Lord is strengthening that people in a special manner, in order that he may bring that people through a special trial. Sometimes they are a mystery to themselves, when they may perceive how that the Lord gives them strength to bear and to come through what the Lord brings them through. The people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for thee there. We do not have time to speak about all of those details. But the Lord gives to Gideon 300 men. 300 men. And without a single murmur from Gideon. The Lord will deliver his church through the reduction of their own strength. That is now the mystery. That is now the perplexity that is so often living in the heart and experienced in the life of that people. Because in the beginning of that life, oh, then that concerned church is so glad when the Lord is strengthening them, strengthening their hand against the wiles of sin. Because sin, boys and girls, sin is what becomes the enemy of God's people. If the Lord gives you a new heart, how may you know he has given you a new heart. Oh, then there are evidences, there are fruits of that in your life. And the thing that you will begin to love is righteousness. And the thing that you will begin to hate is sin. And then you will try not to sin. And then you will find that even though you try not to sin, Oh, then you sin sometimes anyway. That will be a grief to your heart. Then you will weep over that sin. And then you will feel so glad sometimes when the Lord gives you strength in that warfare against sin. When there is temptation, and you feel that temptation, and the Lord strengthens your hand against that temptation, then you are so glad with that. Then you say, oh, now finally I think it is going in the right direction. Finally I get a little, I can overcome. To overcome, because the Lord, he says in his word, blessed is he that overcometh. And I can never overcome, but now the Lord in this sin, in that sin, he gives me to put that aside. And he strengthens me in that warfare. Or did you never join that warfare? Because if you never join that warfare, you cannot be saved. No, it is a church militant that becomes the church triumphant. But now what is the Lord concerned with? He is concerned with his own honor. And he gets robbed of that honor, even by his own people. But the Lord will not let it in the life of his people. Do you know what David said? He says, he weakened my strength in the way. You ever feel that? Those who have entered into that warfare, he weakened my strength in the way. Oh, sometimes it is like the Lord, he sent all the soldiers home. He sent all the soldiers home. Oh, sometimes, even in old age, the sins, they can come to the foreground in the life of his people that they thought were long dead. And then sometimes even with such power. Oh, how is it that Solomon himself, so blessed of the Lord, later did go. He built the temple of the Lord, the house of the Lord, the glory of the Lord that is filled that house. And that man going into those idol temples of his wives, you say, how is it possible, the Lord, leave us one moment. And then we will experience that there comes no fruit from this tree henceforth forever. Without the Lord, we can do nothing. Nothing. But what does the Lord now strengthen in his people? Oh, he establishes them in the way of grace. The Lord strengthens Gideon. For what? That he may go in dependence upon himself. That he may go in dependence upon an army of men? No, no. The Lord strengthens Gideon, that Gideon may go in dependence and at the direction of the Lord alone. What did the Lord say to Paul? My strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, that is now the mystery. The mystery that the church of God will be taught by the Lord, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And that is now the way that the Lord is going to lead his people in, that he is going to strengthen his people in, that he is going to establish his people in. And when time goes on, they may begin to recognize something of that way of the Lord. Because Gideon, he feels it. Not a word goes out of his mouth. When the Lord takes away from him all his strength, then he says nothing. The church of the Lord that will be delivered in their weakness. The church of the Lord is going to be delivered in their guilt. And Gideon is taught by the Lord with that whole church to look for a wonder. To look for a wonder. To look for a wonder from heaven. The older that people become, the greater wonder that salvation becomes for that people. And the Lord will teach that people to look for His glory. For His glory. The Lord will teach that people to look for the glory of His only begotten Son. And then when their strength is taken away, and when He may receive the glory, me nothing, and Him everything, then they are glad. Then they are glad, and their mouth is silent. When the Lord strips them of everything in order that they may magnify, we hope next week, when the Lord will give it, we may see that a little further, how that the Lord here is going to magnify Himself. And at the same time, how the Lord is going to give all the benefits unto His people. The Lord bless His word for His name's sake. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, bless these few simple words. It is all so mysterious so often in the life of Thy people. So many questions, so many riddles. But when it is all Thy hand, it will all turn out to Thy glory. And it will all turn out to their benefit. Dismiss us with Thy blessing. Keep us in this week. Help us in all the labors of our hands, each one of us in our place, mothers in their homes, fathers in providing for their families, the children at school, and being educated at home, at school, in the church, catechism, confession classes, when we hope to gather also as a congregation. And wilt Thou be in the midst of us in Thy mercy, forgiving and taking away all of our sins, keeping us also from a sudden and an unprepared death, in all the weather that does surround us and is to be coming. Watch over us in our youth also, and we ask it in the forgiveness of our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 308, 1 through 4. Not unto us, O Lord of heaven, but unto Thee be glory given. In love and truth Thou dost fulfill the counsels of Thy sovereign will. 1 through 4 of Psalter 308.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.